The situation is very tense today in Conakry. We have gunfire in several suburbs of Conakry. There has been violence in some areas of the city. People are out on the street. It's really very difficult to know exactly what are the real situation. It's according to some information which I have received from people, there might be some people who have been killed, but I cannot confirm or deny it yet because I got those information from people who are on those areas, and I didn't get any confirmation yet.
Fiano, what started all this confusion over the weekend? Is it because of the ruling last Friday concerning fraud by the Electoral Commission? Is that what necessitated this violence?
Yes, indeed. From last week, there have been a lot of tension between the supporters of the two political parties. One judge decided to condemn the president of the National Electoral Commission to 1 year in jail, and a second one also with a similar condemnation. And since then, they are asking to replace not only the president of the National Electoral Commission, but also some member of the commission. And it has been seen by some people as a tentative to dismantle the Electoral Commission and to prevent the election from going forward next Sunday. So it has really brought a lot of tension between the supporters of the two political parties. And we don't know exactly how it's going to turn out because people have decided to go into the street to demonstrate and to show their anger. And we hope that really the two leaders will call off and also take the responsibility, ask their supporters to be calm, and really make sure that these elections go ahead. Because if they don't organize these elections next Sunday, I can tell you no one knows exactly what's going to happen in Guinea. And we have really to make sure that we don't experience the situation which we have seen in other countries.
Has the transitional government said anything? Has the prime minister said anything to calm tensions as the two leading political parties are fighting ahead of next week's second round off?
Yes, it's in fact one of the issues also, because the prime minister is seen as supporting one of the political leader who is in the second round. And we have seen recently he made a proposal to amend the constitution and the electoral code. And there have been also so many discussion and debate about that idea. And it seems that finally it's not going to go ahead. Not only the transitional council, but also most of the institutions and the parties involved have decided that it's not a good idea to amend the electoral code, since it was adopted by consensus. And even if there have been mistakes for the first round, but those mistakes were not a result of intent to commit fraud. It's because of the lack of training of the member of the electoral commission. And they have been helped by the local authorities. And it should stay in that way for the second round. Since the prime minister is seen as not neutral, it's very difficult for him really to play the role that can help to alleviate the tension. And it's really one of the main issues, because we have really to have a government which will be willing to take all of the necessary measures to avoid any kind of violence and also to protect all of the citizens. And it's one of my fear that if we don't stop this violence here, we don't know exactly what will be the consequences, not only here in Conakry, but also in all of the main cities of the country.
I heard the president of the Electoral Commission is outside the country receiving treatment. Have you heard anything from him?
Yes. In fact, the president of the Electoral Commission has been sick for a long time. He has been receiving treatment in France, and it seems that he's not really doing that well. But in his absence, the first vice president of the Electoral Commission has been handling his prerogative. And it seems that so far, all of the mistakes which were made during the first round have been reviewed, and they have taken all of the measures to avoid being in the same situation for the second round. Yes, it's also one of the concerns, the health of the president of the Electoral Commission. And we don't know if he will be able to come back before the second round and take fully his responsibility.
What happened to the agreement that the two leading political party presidential candidates signed in neighboring Burkina Faso? What happens to it? Because these were supposed to avoid violence. They signed an agreement to ensure that their supporters will remain calm ahead of the second round. What happens to it?
You know, it's one thing, sir, to sign an agreement. But it's also another thing, sir, to keep the commitment which you know, have been taken. If that agreement is fully implemented, I don't think we will have any kind of violence here, and the second round will be organized peacefully. But it's also one of the issues, really, because when it come to signing an agreement, making commitment, it's always done. But when it comes to implementing those agreements, those commitments, we see really issue on that. As you know, other than the agreement which was signed in Burkina Faso, there have been what they called the code of conduct of the political parties. The guide partner, the conduct of the political parties during the electoral process. And it was signed more than 50 political parties. And frankly, it contained all of the issues which might be in the electoral process. And if that conduct has been implemented, we will have a fair and free election and without any violence. But once again, we are not seeing those commitments to be implemented in the future.